T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hasn't happened in a little while, but every once in a while I'll be looking for something that I know I put down where I always put it, my keys or my wallet or something like that when I'm leaving the house, and I can't find it anywhere. And it'll turn out that somebody, one of my kids, more often my wife, has kindly put it away for me. I'm using the finger cross. So I put those away where she thinks my keys are supposed to go. In the house. And so 20 minutes later, I go, oh, you put them where? Does that happen to anybody else?
Well, in my house, my husband just thinks I'm the keeper of all things. All right. So I don't know why I would know where everything is. He thinks I'm running around, like, keeping inventory of everything in the house. But no matter what he's looking for, I should know where it is. And if it is not there, then I somehow am responsible for it not being there. Like, I hid it on him. He'll be like, well, where is the cable bill? I had it on the counter. And I'll be like, I didn't touch it. Well, it was on the counter last night. Like, in other words, insinuating that I hid it. I buried it in the backyard so you wouldn't find it.
Right.
Like, what do you think?
And that doesn't happen to you. There isn't stuff that you can't find that you put on him that you think he moved or...
No, in my house, it's always he can't find something and I'm responsible for A, finding it, or B, if we can't. It's my fault.
It's your fault, yeah. I think that rings true.
Yeah, definitely. But I actually have had it. I'm the same way. I'm the keeper of all things, apparently.
Yeah.
But when I do go to look for something and I know it's not there, and I'm pretty 100% sure that I left it there, like, in a specific spot for a reason, I know where he'll put it. Like, I know where Steven will think it should go. And I'll go find it, and it will be, like, at the bottom corner, the most inconvenient hidden place in the house, and I'll know it. I'll go, I bet that little put it right there, and I will go find it in a second and go, why would you put, like, the dish towels inside a drawer in the back corner?
Well, that's where they belong. I think, I get that. I think in every relationship, there's one person that feels that they know where stuff
everything
belongs.
Is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know. And Tom also won't move anything. Like, he'll be like, we don't have any breadcrumbs, do we? Or
same.
Say he's making salad. We don't have any croutons. No, we do. They're in the pantry. No, we don't. I looked.
Because they're not in the front
the
visual.
And look?
Well, he opens the door.
Yeah.
He takes a very, very quick scan, and if they're not right in front looking at him, he closes the door and he's like, I can't believe we don't have any. And I'm like, no,
and you
we
walk
have
in and
some.
Just go, shh,
yep.
Move it aside.
Well, that's called
there it is.
Male refrigerator blindness. You're aware of that, right?
There's a name for it?
If you Google male, just start to Google male refrigerator and it'll
show
up. There's a magnet, and it is on our refrigerator right now, like one of those refrigerator magnets. We've got a million of them, but it's called male refrigerator blindness. You know, strikes another victim, and it's a guy looking, you know, in the refrigerator, and the ketchup is like right there.
Yeah. I need that
and
magnet.
Yet it's
me
like,
too.
Hey, where is the ketchup? There is something to. I'll own that. That's on me. It's almost like I have to say it out loud. And as soon as I say, "Where is the ketchup?"
You see it.
I see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But I do think it's a bit of a gender thing. I think for some reason. It's assumed that women are like, I don't know if they
the
think
keepers
we're more,
of things
the keepers
or know,
of
the
things.
Knowers of things. I don't know.
I don't want to be. But I feel like more often than not, we're supposed to organize.
Yeah,
and I do
that's
think.
That's a sweeping generalization.
Oh,
there might be something to it in my house.
No, I think it's true. I think in most cases, the woman is the one that is expected to know where everything is.
Yeah.
I don't want to be. It's like he says to me, like, well, you know where everything is. I don't want to. I don't want to know where anything is. I want to walk in the house and have you tell me where everything goes, where everything belongs.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the keeper of things.
I don't know. The bottom line is, and Tom has a point when he says this to me, I'll like rant and rave, and then he'll be like, you like it because you have control.
Yeah, well, there's something there too.
And there's something about that. So I have to say that I do, because if he puts it in a place I don't like it, I'm going to move it.
So tell me all about it. Who hides the things in your house?
Well, my daughter and I call it man eyes when the guys get my things. I think the uterus is a tracking device.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Wait a minute. I love this. Man eyes is it's like a condition, yeah. And then the uterus becomes a tracking device. Yeah. You are my hero.
What kind of stuff is it? Is it car keys? Is it condiments?
Oh, my wallet. It's anything.
Yeah. And where does the stuff usually end up?
We don't have any ketchup, and you open the drawer, and it's right there.
And is it because you moved his wallet? Is it because you moved the things or put them somewhere else, or what?
No, not at all.
Right there where I left them.
You can't see it when it's right in front of me.
Yeah, same.
Mm-hmm. I got to say, that's happened a time or two in my house. I can't lie. Yeah. Appreciate you checking in. Yep. Thank you. Have a good day.
Hi, Morning Magic. Are you the keeper of all things in your home?
Well, yeah, apparently, but I'm also with Kendra. I don't want to be.
Right?
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
For me, it's that pile. The worst pile is the mail pile.
Oh, now, I hate that.
And the little packages from Amazon and this and this. Okay, all right. Put it away after a few weeks. Just deal with it.
And so you move it because it's been there for 3 weeks. They haven't put it away. Mm-hmm. And then all hell breaks loose.
That's where I kept it. That's where I wanted it to be. I was there all this time. Yeah.
Exactly. It doesn't belong there.
And then their procrastination becomes your fault.
Yeah, because then there's anxiety because they can't find what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, wait. We seem to be coming down on gender lines here. And you have, this never happens to you? You never leave stuff out that they got to look at for days, weeks, months on end?
Not on a consistent day-to-day basis.
Yeah, not as much. I agree. No, same. Because I leave stuff too, but not as much all the time.
Right.
David's gotten really silent over there.
I don't know what to say. I think my wife and I both are people who leave stuff around from time to time. Yeah. But I'll tell you what happens in my house. I have like my keys in my wallet that I put down in a special place every single day. You can visualize the size of a set of keys in my wallet. Tiny. And every once in a while, my wife will go in and decide that she doesn't want to see my keys and wallet there anymore. So she'll put it away in finger quotes, and I can never find it. And yet, there's piles and piles of other stuff that she could focus, of her stuff, that she could put away if she wanted to. But no, she's got to focus on the teeny tiny wallet and keys and hide those or put them away for me.
Oh, hide those.
Yeah.
See? Stephen uses the same word.
So does Tom.
It's the art of war in my house with this stuff, man.
But hey, you know what? It's life. Aren't we happy?
That's right.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.